And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Rupert Barlow, wealthy New York socialite, has made a career of having his own way. And so every setback in his campaign to win Mary Noble's romantic interest only strengthens his determination. Recently, he has gone to extreme lengths to have his name linked with Mary's in the newspaper gossip columns and in carefully contrived pictures. For he believes if a serious rift in her marriage can be brought about, Mary will rush to him for solace. Rupert Barlow has managed to create the misunderstanding between the Nobles, but so far the results haven't been what he expected. Right now we find him in the office of Marty Rufus, well-known newspaper columnist, who is puzzled by Rupert as he hears him say,
"I came here today, Marty, to appeal to you as a gentleman. To stop this unmerciful persecution of a woman who's already burdened with more trouble than she can manage."
Well, let's be a little more specific. Do you mind? As a newspaper man, I'd like to have names, dates, and places.
Well, I'm referring, of course, to the outrageous way in which you've used Mary Noble in your gossip column.
This is very interesting coming from you.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, I had an idea you'd be well pleased with all the notice I'd given the two of you. Particularly when I ran those last two pictures.
The way you've distorted Mary Noble's friendship for me is very distasteful, Marty.
Is it? Well, then you must have changed your point of view very decidedly in the last few weeks. Well,
what I want you to do is to print some kind of dignified retraction.
Are you kidding?
I was never more serious in my life, Marty. For a considerable time, I've had the deepest regard for the Nobles. For Mary and her husband, Larry, who is now in jail. Charged with the murder of Oliver Wilson.
I see. For both of them.
Of course. You know that I put up money to finance Larry Noble's last play.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Was that because you had faith in the actor's talent or to win favor with his wife?
Your insinuations are insulting, Marty Rufus. There's never been any reason for this attack on Mary Noble's loyalty to her husband. No matter what the private opinions of her friends concerning Larry's guilt in the murder of Oliver Wilson.
Do you think he killed that young bounder because he was crazy with jealousy when he heard about Oliver Wilson's marriage to his lovely leading lady, Claudia Vincent?
I'm not prepared to discuss the details of Larry Noble's arrest, Marty. I'm only asking you to consider his heartbroken wife at this time and to stop this persecution of her.
You sound very lofty, Rupert, but it doesn't add up.
What do you mean?
Don't you think I know what you're trying to do? You haven't been very subtle, you know. It wasn't very smart sending that man of yours, that Victor, in here to peddle those pictures to me.
Why, I have no idea what you're talking about, Rufus.
I'm talking about that lowercase thug Victor who works for you. The one you sent to me with the pictures to make sure they'd get printed in my paper.
Victor? Do you mean to tell me my chauffeur sold you those pictures?
Oh, of course you didn't know.
I most certainly did not. Why, this is pure blackmail. I'll see to it that the man is punished for his disloyalty. Are you quite certain of your facts?
Come off it, Barlow. You're not fooling anyone. It was Victor, all right, and it was a plant if ever I saw one.
You gossip writers who live off the misfortunes of others become so used to seeing only the worst in people that you can't even imagine there are people with decent, unselfish instincts.
Name one.
I shall. Mary Noble. What you've done is a shocking thing. Do you realize that you've virtually broken up her marriage to Larry Noble?
Oh?
Do you know that Larry Noble refuses to see his wife when she visits him in the city jail?
And this is my fault? Don't you think you could take a small slice of blame for this? This domestic crisis?
I see I'm wasting my time trying to appeal to your better nature.
Well, it all depends on what you expect it to accomplish. Personally, it's been a very gratifying experience to hear your touching plea. Somehow, I didn't ever expect to see you in the role of reformer and benefactor of the downtrodden.
All right, Rufus, you may sneer if you like. I came here in all humility to ask you not to continue this ridiculous gossip-mongering. I should have known it would be useless.
Well, let's not kid each other, Rupert. We're both too wise for that. I know why you're here, and you'll find that you've planted your seeds of discontent on fertile soil. I'm playing straight into your hand, old boy. Not because I like to, but because it serves my own purpose. Is that clear?
Nothing is clear, except that you're an unmitigated louse, Marty Rufus. But let me warn you, watch your step. I don't mean to have Mary Noble's name dragged through the mud.
Well, then, why don't you keep away from Mary Noble? Wouldn't that do the trick?
Ah, this whole visit was a mistake. Goodbye. I'll be watching you carefully.
Goodbye, Rupert. I'll be watching you, too.
Rupert Barlow makes his way through the busy newspaper office, somewhat uneasy by the ready way Marty Rufus saw through his elaborate camouflage, but rather pleased at the same time the way he informed the columnist of the current trouble between the nobles. Meantime, Mary is in the New York office of her husband's lawyer, Hubert Savage. We hear her say...
I've tried my best to get Larry to talk to me, Mr. Savage, but he refuses to see me at all. I've been back at the jail several times a day, but it's always the same answer.
For several days, your husband has been moody and apparently disinterested in working with me on the strategy of his defense. I didn't understand it until you came here. This isn't good.
I know that. Don't you suppose it's driving me nearly out of my mind? I haven't had a minute's rest since he turned me away.
You say this sudden refusal to see you followed the publicity given to you and Mr. Rupert Barlow when your picture appeared in the paper, right?
Yes. You see, Larry is terribly set against Rupert Barlow. He thinks that everything Rupert has tried to do since Larry's arrest is from selfish motives.
And what is your opinion of Mr. Barlow, if you don't mind my asking?
Mr. Savage, as far as I know, Rupert Barlow has always been friendly and generous and anxious to help us both. He's done everything he could. First, as you know, he engaged the famous lawyer, Clarence Brewster, to act in his defense.
I know only too well, Mrs. Noble. It isn't easy to follow in the footsteps of a man of Brewster's fame.
Larry refused to let Mr. Brewster defend him, because it was Rupert who offered to pay the fee. And when he turned over his New York apartment to me so that I could be closer to Larry, he didn't like that either. So I moved away, to the hotel where I'm staying. Then a picture of Rupert and me appeared in the paper some weeks ago. It made Larry furious. And he asked me... Perhaps I should say ordered me to stop seeing him.
Judging from the recent publicity, you didn't comply.
I don't know how it happened. We met twice, accidentally. And somehow those pictures in the paper are the result.
You have no idea who might have followed you or taken the pictures, Mrs. Noble?
No. It seems incredible that anyone could have been watching me so closely. Standing outside the entrance to my hotel, where one picture was taken. And coming out of the subway entrance. It's frightening to think that anyone would deliberately want to hurt Larry or me.
I don't quite know what to say about this, Mrs. Noble. It wouldn't do to have the story of your domestic troubles get out. I feel it's only fair to warn you that the defense of your husband is the most difficult assignment I've ever undertaken.
Then you'll surely do everything you can to make Larry see me again. Make him understand that I've never been disloyal to him. No matter how bad things look from his point of view. I want him to believe in me when he goes into that courtroom, Mr. Savage. To know that I'm with him with all my heart. You will try to make him understand.
I'll do whatever I can. You may be sure of that. Only for his sake, Mrs. Noble, make sure that you give no one an opportunity to add fuel to this fire. Someone is trying to damage your reputation. Who it is or why anyone should do this is a question we can't answer. I'm on my way to see your husband now. Will you be at your hotel later on if I should call you?
Oh, yes. I'll wait there as long as you say.
Good. Then I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Savage.
Goodbye, Mrs. Noble.
A short time later, in the now familiar visiting room of the New York City jail, we hear Hubert Savage say to his client, Larry Noble,
I've just had a long and disturbing talk with your wife, Mr. Noble. She's very unhappy over your refusal to see her.
Is that so? I think she understands my reasons. We've talked them over and over. And she obviously didn't care enough about my feelings on the subject to keep her promise about Rupert Barlow.
I'm not going to attempt a reconciliation between husband and wife. That's not my function.
Good, Mr. Savage, because it would be quite useless in any case.
However, I do want to advise you in strongest terms not to go on like this. You must allow your wife to visit you. You can't afford to have the outside world get the impression that you're having a domestic rift.
There's no reason for Mary to come here. We have nothing to say to each other. She's made her choice, and that's all there is to it.
That's not all there is, by any means. Even if you continue to feel a resentment, a grievance, you can't afford to show it now. You have a great fight ahead of you, Mr. Noble. You'll need every possible help you can get. And with a jury, there's nothing more important than a family who stands by. No matter what your personal feelings, you must show the world that you and Mrs. Noble are entirely in accord.
Mr. Savage, Do you think for 1 minute that I'm a hypocrite or a liar? Do you think I'll go into court pretending that Mary and I are as close as ever? When you know and I know, and she certainly knows, that it's not true?
You're an actor, Mr. Noble. You've played many parts during your years on Broadway. But you've never played one that was as important as this. So whatever your inner convictions, you must give the courtroom the picture of a man whose wife and family are solidly in back of him.
Larry's resentment against this advice from his lawyer is plain, but he doesn't answer right away. And when he does answer, what will he say? We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.